High Noon in the District of Columbia. Landfill, quick question for you. Is this Mark Seagrave's preferred walk-up music, or is this part of the Scotty's Vodka Rebel Friday soundtrack?
I think he specifically requested it.
Okay. Crank that, Soulja Boy. Mark Seagrave's NBC4 joins us now at the hearings on the RFK vote. Seagrave's, what's up, man? Thanks for making time for us.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me. And I have no idea what that prattle was you were just playing right there. Not my requested walk-up. Hey, but look, you could not have had me on at a more pivotal time, because just minutes ago, and your listeners are going to be the first to get this news, and if you are in favor of getting a stadium here, this is very good news. Council members Janice Lewis-George and Zachary Parker, who have been on the edge of whether or not they would vote yes because they have had many concerns about project labor agreements, about labor unions being involved in the construction of all of the development in the stadium and around the stadium, just put out a release that they have reached an agreement that will allow them to vote yes on this bill today. So that's two votes that they did not think that they had before. They were unsure. They were swing votes. Now they're in the yes column. That almost assures that this will get passed today when the council finally shows up and votes. The hearing, the markup was supposed to start at 11 o'clock this morning. An hour later, it's still not started. That is very typical of the unprofessional attitude of the council to start late on everything while the public and press wait. But the big news, this is big news, that council members Zach Parker and Janice Lewis-George say that they have reached a deal that they are satisfied with that will provide union jobs at this site that will allow them to vote yes. So you could see this passing today with as many as 10 or 11 of the 12 council members voting yes. Again, if you are in favor of the team coming back to D.C. and building this stadium, this is very good news for you and breaking news.
So it was they were trying to not have any union workers work there?
It was going to be the percentage of union jobs, that there was going to be a higher percentage for union jobs for the actual stadium construction. But when it came to the housing and the other development on the 180-acre parcel, those were not going to be committed to union jobs. Now, we haven't seen the specifics of what they have agreed to, but it does mean that there will be a higher percentage of union jobs for the construction of the stadium and the surrounding development. And again, more importantly, for those people who are in favor of this, these are two yes votes that the chairman, the team, and the mayor desperately needed.
All right. I'm talking with Mark Seagrave here from NBC4 with breaking news that two D.C. council members have now committed their vote for the RFK Stadium project, which is very good news for this project to go forward. You can follow Mark at Seagrave's NBC4. Mark, if you want to tweet that out because you got breaking news, I can vamp for you a little bit, buddy, and let you put it out there.
That's okay. Let's just keep going. I need to get back into the hearing
okay.
shortly.
So now, how many yes votes do they have?
That's a good question. We knew that they had, you know, certainly 4 to 5. They need 8, right? That is the threshold that they need. They need 8 of the 12 council members. But they would like to get more than that. Chairman Mendelson on Wednesday said that he had hoped that he would get as many as 11 votes. We know Councilmember Brianne Nadeau is a no vote no matter what. She has been steadfast in her stance on that. But the rest, we don't know what Robert White's going to do. He had a very contentious back and forth with the mayor during the public hearing on Wednesday. We know Robert White wants to run for mayor. He's trying to distinguish himself and set himself apart. But, you know, look, and I think I've told this story to you guys before. You know, if you go back to the baseball vote on the stadium, Linda Kropp was the chairman of the council back then. And at the last minute, in the middle of the night, she voted no, and it killed the deal. And the entire world blew up on her. A week later, they came back, voted again. She changed her vote back to yes, and obviously we ended up getting the team in the stadium. But then Linda Kropp ran for mayor and lost every single precinct in the city, something nobody has ever done before, even though the neighbors did not vote for her. And nobody wants to be that politician in D.C. that even came close to killing this deal, particularly if you want to run for citywide office at some point. And some of these council members who are voting today do have aspirations of running for a different office possibly. So there's a lot going on there, but I think I would not be surprised if when they finally take the vote today that they get as many as 10 yes votes.
Wow. There you go.
Was it a lot? Like, what was the percentage of the people that were in favor all at the thing yesterday? Because I talked to a lot of people, had tons of people over there that were testifying.
Yeah, so when the 2 days of testimony, but you know, it was pretty evenly split. Probably more people in favor than against, but it was pretty evenly split. But look, so many of these hundreds of people who testified to an empty room because the council members didn't stick around all day to listen to their testimony.
Wow.
They had already written the legislation, and no, even the chairman said none of that testimony was going to change anybody's minds. There were a lot of people down here on Wednesday when the team and the mayor testified. Again, on both sides of the issue, making their voices heard. But today, I got to say, it's mostly reporters. There's not a lot of press and not a lot of public down here yet. But again, the vote hasn't even started. The D.C. Council, sadly, with a lot of disrespect for the public, routinely starts these hearings very, very late. And today, more than an hour late. And they've got to go through the markup hearing and then the Committee of the Whole to get to the legislation session. We may not get a final vote till much later this evening.
Do you need to go? Because I know you're in the thick of this thing. So if you need to run, we appreciate it.
You'll know when you hear my walk-off music.
All right. You mentioned, so it seems like there's a ton of momentum towards getting this thing done, right? We got two new
votes.
Folks that are committed to saying yes because they got some union jobs. That's great. What are the chances of a last-minute wrench in the plans?
Look, anything is possible with these 12 legislators. You know, in any legislative body, anything is possible. But I know, and look, this is the reason that this hearing has been delayed so long this morning, is because these labor negotiations have been going on this morning, and it wasn't until just minutes ago that they resolved that. And so there's been a lot of arm twisting, and I know Mayor Bowser and team officials have met with every single council member over the past couple of days, trying to get their votes, getting them to commit to voting yes, to see what they need in order to vote yes. And again, while there's a lot of vocal opposition, nobody wants to be seen as the person who killed
it.
Football.
Yeah.
Right. You know, nobody, no politician wants that on their resume. And, you know, you may get a council member vote present today rather than yes or no. Real profiles encourage there. But
yeah, that is such chicken bleep.
that is a possibility that you might get something like that could happen today. But, obviously, you've got to wait and see till the final vote. It's not over until the fat lady sings, I think, is a sports thing.
Yep.
But, right now, this news of Denise Lewis George and Zach Parker releasing this statement just minutes ago, that is very positive news. And I'll tell you, to give you an example of how positive it is, I learned of it from the mayor's office. The mayor's office called me immediately to tell me that they had reached this agreement. And so that just signals how happy they are.
It also signals what a G you are in all of this reporting,
yeah,
that they reach
Mark
out direct
first
to you.
It looks like the council is going to go take the dais right now, so I am going to dip out.
Okay. Appreciate you,
brother. I appreciate you guys having me. I really do.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for making time, bro. All right.
Big time stuff, bro.
Breaking news on the fan right there. Mark Seagraves, NBC4, reporting that D.C. council members Zachary Parker and Janice Lewis George, who had previously been undecided on their plans for RFK, are now planning to vote yes on the RFK Stadium project. With their support, the council should now have the eight votes needed to pass the measure. And Seagraves made it sound like you could get as many as 10 votes to pass this. What happens my read on the situation would be, once enough people will publicly commit, some of the people standing in the back are like, I'm in on that too.
Yeah, I've always been in.
Right.
Safe face.
Which is why I've said, I disagree with how Brianne Nadeau landed on her position. But I do respect that she came out with a position and has maintained it throughout.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at least you're taking a stance. If there's a council member that after all this months that all the information, all the hearings, all the everything, all the delays, if there's a council member that only votes present, that is chicken bleep.
But if you also hear everything and you don't budge at all, I mean, you didn't care to listen to everything, you would know anyway. And sure. if that position is taken, then you wonder sometimes, do you really care about what the public say? You really care about the information? Or are you just going to go with what you think?
Right. Obviously, if you support the stadium, this looks like great news. I know there are some that don't support it, but I think most people do.
Most people do.
Now, I want to get back to the Terry McLaurin situation. The phone lines have been just on fire all day. We're just going to keep the phones open all day. I want to let people weigh in. But, B, one question I've had was the timing of the trade request. Mm-hmm. Because it is relatively early. This is kind of Terry's last move here, right?
Yeah.
You hold out, that gets a ton of attention. Then you hold in, that gets a ton of attention. The trade request was kind of the next logical step in if there was a playbook. But, like, did you maybe play that card too early?
No.
Well, I can't help but notice a few things. And it was one of the callers, I think, that said last night was a Hall of Fame game.
Yep.
So even though it wasn't great football, Trey Lance looked like a baller. Like, the nation was watching football last night talking about football. And the McLaurin thing immediately became the hottest topic.
Yeah.
So you had football on. Today's also an off day for the Commanders, at least from the media. They have closed walkthroughs, but we ain't out there, right? So they knew their message got to dominate because we're not going to be asking Dan Quinn or other players. It's just going to be the entire media cycle talking about Terry requesting a trade.
Yep.
And Brian, a little part of me wonders if somebody was aware of this. You know what happened at high noon today?
What?
Well, certainly not the D.C. Council having their act together and being on time.
Yeah, they still win.
Apparently they're doing mic checks now. But at high noon today, the NFL has been announcing the top 100 players of the 2025 season as voted on by the players. This thing matters to players. At noon today, the NFL tweeted out, NFL top 100 players of 2025, Commanders wide receiver Terry McLaurin is ranked number 52. I don't know that they knew that was coming, but I wouldn't be shocked if they knew that was coming.
I mean, anybody involved with the NFL probably knew that was coming.
I bet.
The team probably knew it was coming, too.
Yeah. And important to point out, the Commanders' official account tweeted out, congrats to Terry on being number 52.
Yeah.
I
don't think it's animosity by no stretch from the team at this point. Seriously.
Denton Day was asking us. I guess Mark and Largo called in and yelled at us about Denton, and then he called and yelled at Denton about Denton. Denton claims...
Glad he yelled at Denton.
That there's not a market... Two things can be true.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Terry's going to get traded. I do think there are teams out there, if his number is, I got to beat DK, I think there are teams out there.
Especially if a team were to trade for him, they would pay what it takes.
It's what DK did.
Yeah.
Like, you're giving up assets to acquire a player. Of course you're going to meet his number.
Yep.
I think New England's one of them. I think there would be others, too. If you're Washington, now is the worst time to trade this dude.
I agree with that.
Like, I don't see it happening, but I do think it's naive to think, like, if Terry was a free agent, hell yeah, he'd get the money.
Easily.
The cap's going up. People have the cash.
Would have gotten it already.
And this is a self-present. You know what? You know what? Robert Kraft is desperate? Desperate. Listen to his interviews. Watch that joke of a documentary that they made about the Patriots.
Yeah, he wants to do something to make people think it's about him and not about Bill.
That he can win.
Yeah.
That he's the winner. So would Robert Kraft cut the check for Terry and to validate their quarterback that they're trying to build up into something? Hell yes.
Mm-hmm.
Self-preservation league, man. All right. I'm trying to be fair to everybody on these phones. We're going in numerical order. How long you been on hold? Gary's in Fairfax. What up, Gary?
What up, G? What's up, fellas?
We good, man.
Hey, JP, we just got the number. Just give the man $56 million.
You think that's the number?
His number 56. Give him $56 million. There he is.
Nah, he's 52.
He's 52. 52.
That ain't gonna work.
Okay. Okay. All right. Everything ain't perfect. Hey, but look, check this out, man. I was just thinking. Wouldn't it be, from the news we were just getting about the stadium and everything, how great would it be to just go ahead and wrap this thing, next great thing, next you find out tonight the Commanders and 17 have reached an agreement. I mean, these guys, and I guess this is my point, these guys have done 90% of everything right. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Just about everything they've touched has turned to gold. So it bothers me, and I never believe Stephen A. Smith, you put the A for whatever you want to put it as, but the same guy who wants to be first in line at the ribbon cutting ceremony in Laurel for the joint stadium for the Commanders and the Ravens. So that kind of gives me, you know, my opinion of what he says. But if they're offering him $27 million and he wants $30 million, I cannot believe these guys who've done everything so right, made all the right moves, have nothing but good grace from the fans and everybody. I can't believe that they would let $3 million tie that up. You know, my mom, God rest her soul, that would be the ultimate of what she used to say. Don't let 15 cents hold up a dollar. Mm. I can't believe that they would let $3 million be the difference. And my last thing I want to say is, B. Mitch,
nope.
You know this personally, my brother. NFL, not for long. You saw my man, the coach, telling the ref, not for long. Well, the NFL also means no freaking loyalty. Nobody's paying Terry for what he's done in the past, man. This is probably, of all the major sports industries in this country, there's no loyalty in the NFL, man. That's just not. B. Mitch, you know that, like I said, you know that personally. Mm-hmm. And I think they want Terry. It's like a family. And please, people, listen, one last thing. Stop calling in and making it a us against him, or he's the good guy, they're the bad guy. This is just a family. It's a family. All families have disagreements,
they argue,
man.
Yep.
That's all this is. There's no good guy or bad guy. We're a family. We're having a disagreement. Hopefully we will work it out. And I think that will happen. And you know what? When we're standing in the end zone and everybody's happy in February, we win the Super Bowl, this will all be forgotten. There won't be any good guys or bad guys, because you know what Michael Corleone said? One of the smoothest, coldest lines ever delivered in a movie. I forget who he said it to, but he looked over at the guy and said, "It's not personal. It's business."
That's business, right, baby.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, brother.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate you, Garifax. That was a good call right there.
Yes, it was.
Let's go to my guy Sam down in Akakee. Sammy, where you at on Terry, bud?
Yeah, I am here, and I thank you for taking my call. B. Mitch, Hall of Fame to you. JP, all ears to you. I appreciate the show. I've been a fan of this team since Vince Lombardi coached.
Damn, dog.
I've been around a long time.
All right.
A long time. And I'm just going to make it short. I am in the Terry camp. I'm in the Terry camp. I want them to pay him. They can come to a compromise as long as he get paid. But my real concern is when they have to do a big contract in a few years with Jaden Daniels, what are they going to say when they're messing this one up with this man that has been so loyal and so dedicated to this franchise throughout lean years, and now they're treating him like, I don't know how they're treating him.
Well, I think Jaden will be able to get a blank check and write his own.
Well, that's what we say. But
I'm
I thought
saying.
It was an easy one on Terry, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know. We really don't know. Because Adam Peters hadn't been there yet. So I'm waiting to see, especially with all these guys coming up next year on these one-year deals that's going to win extensions. I'm curious to what's going to happen. But I hope they come to a comp, and I believe they're going to come to a deal with Terry, because I believe Terry wants to be here and they want him here. And the fan base as a whole wants him here, because we suffered and we saw him suffer. Now we want him to get the meat, pretty much.
All right.
Okay.
Appreciate
so,
you, Sam.
That's all I got to say.
Appreciate
but I thank you,
brother.
You for taking my call.
Thanks,
all right.
Bud. Appreciate you listening, man. I don't know that these guys can pay on the stuff he had to deal with. And I don't know that. I don't know how you work that out, man. That's a complicated part of the calculus here, man. This is not a simple deal. Like, to me, the RFK deal is kind of simple. The Terry situation, a little more complicated. Nobody go anywhere. Phone lines are open all damn day. It's B. Mitch and Finley.